Hello, good evening everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Nicola Parrington, and so I'll give you a little bit about myself and my main guide, Lenny. I'm a holistic therapist who works with my guides and angels, particularly my main guide, Len, sometimes known as Lenny. I deliver messages from spirit and loved ones, and I incorporate my skills in therapy alongside my psychic mediumship abilities to help assist you through your journey of life. I frequently use tarot and oracle to complement my insight. That's a little bit about me. Before I pass you on to DC, Lenny's telling me to say he does everything with love and laughter. He sometimes has to give you some Lenny advice and a Lenny talking to. But he wants you to know it's always with love and always with the best intentions. So with that, I'm going to say good evening to everyone, and I hope we all have a wonderful time, and pass you on to DC Love. Hi, DC.
Hi, Nicola. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is DC. Sometimes I'm referred to as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love, or just DC Love. It's up to you. Whatever you choose is fine with me. I am certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I have a hard time keeping a straight face when I say that because I have Joan Rivers. She's one of my guides, and she's whispering into my ear, and yes, DC, you're certifiable. And at times when I'm out and about and she starts her fun and games, I probably look like I am certifiable. But it's all good. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a psychic medium. I'm a conscious channel, a divine healer. I'm also an empath. I'm a animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and a divine life coach. And a lot of my training actually was when I went up to heaven. I went up to heaven, and it was just an unbelievable experience. At times I was there visiting my loved ones, but other times I was there and I attended schools of higher learning. So it's just really amazing for me. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and, of course, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I have been connected for quite a while, and it began with her threatening me, and I can't believe that we're still connected, but we are. And, you know, in the process, I realized that Joan is truly divine, and she's helped me to have access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source, and she helps me to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. When I see Joan, she's up there and she has this door and she's just pushing people through. To me, it looks like a revolving door. So needless to say, my life is never boring. And I'm just so blessed to have her and Ginger, my fur baby in heaven, Ginger, by my side. They're two of my guides, along with the rest of my divine team, and they keep my life interesting. So that's a little bit about me. Liz or Mary?
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of card decks, including my favorite decks, the spirit cards, postcards from spirit, tarot cards. I'm also a Reiki healer, and that's just a little bit about me. I'm still learning with these beautiful ladies. And Liz, I'll pass it on over to you.
Thank you, Mary. I'm Liz Fisher.
You're welcome.
I'm a spiritual counselor and intuitive empath like the other ladies. I do Reiki healing. I'm an ordained minister, meditation coach, all kinds of things. I'm also I have recently created my own inspiration card deck and a radio host as well with these wonderful women. So I'm so happy to be here. I like to, you know, I love hearing from the callers. I love giving the messages and answering your questions. So I wanted to say with DC, when you were giving your intro, I was shuffling my cards and this one popped out and it was quieting the mind. I think it's a message for everyone. And you touched on that in your intro too, you know, meditation and connecting with your higher self. It's so important for all of us to do every day. I always tell my students, you know, 5 minutes a day. If you start with 5 minutes a day, you'll find more time to meditate. So I'm passing that on to everyone. And are we ready to take some callers, ladies? It looks like we're lit
up. Liz, really fast.
Yes.
I just want to really fast give out a little message. It's not a long one. We have Archangel Michael. He's with us this evening. And he loves our show, and he loves coming in, you know, during our readings as well. He's saying, good evening, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Michael. I am the divine defender of light. I come before you at this time. I bring blessings from heaven to earth, and I bestow love and light to each of you. I surround you with my royal blue, royal purple, and gold energy. Beloveds, you are protected from all that is seen or unseen. Call upon me, and I will help you to go fearlessly forward and reach your highest potential during this lifetime. My guidance is available to you in every moment. Let go of all that no longer serves you, beloveds. My sword of light will cut through all cords that are negative and are preventing you from living the life you deserve. I am here. I will assist you in every aspect of your life and help you to regain your personal power. Step out of your comfort zone and live your authentic life. You are shifting your consciousness, and you are seeing yourself as the world sees you through divine eyes. As you do, you elevate your energy, and you live in alignment with the highest and best for you and the greater good of the world. Beloveds, radiate your light for all to see. And so it is. I am Archangel Michael. So he just wanted to come in. And I think the reason he came in is I find that, you know, a lot of people that I talk to in the beginning of their journey, Archangel Michael is one of the first angels they connect with. I know he was the first that I connected with. How about you ladies?
I agree.
Good mind as well.
Definitely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I saw him, and he was as big as my ceiling. He, you know, his head touched the ceiling, and then right next to him came Archangel Raphael. So it's just so amazing. But he is like one of the first that people will connect with, and they'll say, well, what colors? Well, I saw the blue immediately, that beautiful blue color around him,
yeah.
And it started to just, you know, fill my room up as well. So
I agree.
I get excited. I still get excited when I connect with him.
Yeah. He's,
so I just
he's
wanted to let everyone
energy.
Know that it's, you know, connecting with their angels. And, you know, we have to tell them to, Liz, you know, please, if there's something that you're worried about, please, you know, talk to your angels the way you're talking to us right now. And know
okay.
that they can hear you and they want to help you. But if you have an issue, unless you are in a life-threatening situation, they cannot help you unless you ask. So please don't be afraid to connect with your angels. They're just waiting to help you. And a simple thank you is all that they require. Okay, Liz, I'm
absolutely
handing the airwaves back over to you.
Okay. No, I agree. You're right. It's so important. And I talk to my angels probably 100 times a day.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, it's important, and they really do. They help in so many ways. It's just amazing. You know, I don't know if you can today, but maybe, like, you know, for the future shows, Liz, is there one of your balls that you could give, like, a little, you know, a little ding, and we could chime and just get the energy, you know,
oh, yeah.
going?
I have a chime in my office.
Yes.
I have a chime right here in my office.
Would you
okay,
like, can
time
you...
tonight. I'll bring a ball next time. How's that?
Yes.
It's here within arm's reach, so.
Okay. Awesome.
Right.
I'm excited.
All right. So everybody on the airwaves, take a deep breath in through your nose, nice and deep, and let it out through your mouth, nice and slow.
Beautiful. Oh, that was amazing.
Sound vibration.
That was beautiful. Thank
thing.
You. I that was awesome.
I love
you're
that,
welcome.
Liz.
That's a good
so
idea.
Thank you, Liz.
Ooh. You're welcome.
I feel like it, you know, brings us together, the four of us, you know, the four of us, and it helps, you know, the callers as well to just get us, you know, ready and open for the messages that are coming.
Absolutely. Be relaxed, you know. It's a beautiful thing when
beautiful.
We can be in flow. All mm-hmm. right. Well, we have a load of callers here, ladies. Are we ready to get rolling?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Ready.
As
all
Jackson
righty.
Would say, how a bunk? Yes.
I love Jackson. mm-hmm. All right. Area code 914, you're live with Angel Answers. So we have your first name, please.
Hi, yes, it's Kat. How are you, ladies? Hi, DC. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi.
First name was...
Hi.
Kat? Yes, I do, please. I was wondering, it's regarding a job. A gentleman named Joe asked me to kind of do like an audition in order to get this job. And I was wondering if you see me getting it, if you think he's trustworthy. Any information, I'd appreciate.
Okay. Let's see what the angels have to say. All right. Nicola, are you and Len ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
Right.
I'm here. I'm just checking something with Lenny. Good evening to you.
Okay.
Lenny wants to talk to you. He's saying, check this person, an obvious one, but I'm going to give it. Check this person out first. But he's saying, do that always. It doesn't matter who it is, how lovely they are, how you've met them, and what they've told you. He said, always, always check. Because he's giving me the image of, I don't like to use this word trapped, but I'm going to say, don't let someone put you in a corner and make you feel obliged to do the audition if you don't want to. So I'm just going to have a look at some messages for you through Len, just so I can illustrate you to you by telling you what they are. Okay. Right. Right, you've got the soul power, strength. You've got four messages here, which I'm going to tell you what Lenny's saying about them. Self-sabotage and trust. Right, on the self-sabotage, what Lenny's saying to you, you need to, it's kind of like saying you have to get out of the way and let your intuition do the work. So he's advising caution with this person, and he's saying only do something that you really want to do. He's giving you the strength and the soul power because he's asking you to remember that you're a soul inside of a body and not the other way around. So always your decisions come from, make them from the heart, from your higher self also. That's your intuition telling you what's good for you. And he's also asking you to have trust in that. He's saying, I'll read a little bit of this. It's saying, while your logical mind is dictating a supposedly clear direction, your soul's inner guidance is urging you to follow an alternative path. So the one that you're thinking of right now, you think might be the only option available to you, but you could be missing out on something better. So it's a bit of a Lenny talking to, because he's telling you, be very careful, but it's with good intention because he's saying there might be some alternative paths that you think could be better. Did you want to ask Len a question about it or anything else?
I guess like it would be, if I did get the job, it might be involving going to Chicago.
Yeah.
That happening for me, or like he was saying, it's best maybe to wait for another option to arrive.
He's advising caution. He's asking you to look at everything first. Maybe you need to ask more questions. But let's say something that he thinks people should know anyway. When we ask a question, and he's giving you this with a lot of love, by the way, when we ask a question, it tells us that we are having our own intuition, or shall we say doubts, are coming in already because we're asking the question.
Yeah.
Because we're not sure. Yeah, yeah. So he's saying, listen to that. And what was the first thought that came with that when you were asked about this position that you want to take? Is it just you're nervous about moving to Chicago? Was there something about the person? Or is it the work that you'll be doing? Is it a little bit not quite what you were thinking? Because Len says he doesn't feel that you're 100% tuned into this. But let me see. Do you want to do it to a card? Yeah, there is a contract. You are coming into a contract with something at some point, and it will be quite soon. But I also got the attachment message reversed. So I normally don't read reversals, but I'm going to do it because Lenny's saying, don't attach yourself to an outcome already. Don't decide the outcome, which in a way you're asking me that. You're asking Len, but he's saying it still has to play out this. So he's asking you to, I'm getting chilled on this, so I'm going to say it again. Take your time, because he feels that there might be something that you connect with more strongly than this, something that is more beneficial to you. So does that make any sense to you, what I've told you?
Yes, like some other opportunity might arise while I'm getting more invested in this. Yeah, that's
Check it out. Yeah. He's just asking you to check it out. Yeah, and he's giving you a lot of love because that's what Len does. But he's showing me a classroom. He said we're in the Lenny School of Learning now for you. To just tick off. It's called ticking the boxes. So he's saying just if you feel drawn to ask more questions, do that. If you feel like your intuition is really telling you a story, listen to it. And he's also asking you to watch out for signs, because I think your own spirit team, your guides around you, are going to try and help you also. Am I overly worried? No, he's not giving me that. It's not a warning. It's just to make sure it's what you really, really want. And that's what Len is giving for you. So with that, I'm going to send you a lot of Lenny loves from Len. And hand you over to the wonderful ladies. And thank you.
Thank you so very much. And it's true, I was thinking of asking him also some more questions before, anything, really gets solidified too.
Before it develops. I'm so happy to hear that. And Lenny's doing a little dance for you. Now, you can't see it, but he really is. He's actually doing a little tap dance. And he's saying, yay! So homework from Lenny is to check everything out, and be guided to what you have the most faith and trust in. And ask your guides for help, because they will do. They'll give you some inspiration, he's saying. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, welcome.
Beautiful, Nicola. Kat, this is DC. I agree with what Nicola said. And Ginger was saying this is a big decision. You need more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying don't try anything right at the moment. You're tempted to do something different, but now is not exactly the time. Okay? So I was getting whatever you do, keep doing, because you are going to have success. Okay? I did see a contract, as did Nicola, and I just feel like, you can do what it is that you want, okay? And I don't know, I saw the contract as well. Ginger is saying pay attention to your dreams. Have you been getting any messages that you're aware of?
Not that have come to me. No, I haven't yet.
So put the intention before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then when you get up, like, keep your eyes closed for a minute to 2 minutes. Prior to opening your eyes, put the intention again to remember what you need to know at this time. Because I feel as though if you would connect with him and the timing isn't exactly right, it's not going to bring the experience that you're hoping for. It's going to be really stressful. Okay, and I just don't think it's, you know, the right decision at this moment. But you're getting there, okay? Your father, like, he was putting, like, he's writing. So are you writing something too on your own? Because he's talking
yeah.
about you writing. Okay, so that's what he
yeah.
was showing me, like writing, saying she's got to keep writing.
He wants me.
And he wants you to have boundaries,
him.
Kat.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He's saying that he wants you to have boundaries. Okay, I feel like to connect with this party, there's going to be conflict. There's going to be confrontation.
Wow.
Okay, and he's saying this is like a turning point for you. Reassess everything, okay? I just don't feel
yeah.
like, you know, the person has your best interest at heart.
Right.
Okay? So,
yeah.
I mean, it's up to you. You can do what you want. But he was saying even like about voicing your concerns, okay?
Yes, definitely. In the questions that I'll ask him, you know,
yeah,
I will do that.
He's saying, please take your time, like Ginger said, take your time. There's a lot of things to think about, and you don't have all the clarity needed to make that decision. So your dad,
yeah.
too, is saying, you know, you don't have to rush into anything. Move a little bit slower.
Okay.
Especially with like this kind of decision at this time. And he's showing me the writing and he's saying, you know, what you were wanting you're going to get. So is there like a bigger project with you writing something? Like, because that's what he's showing me. And he's saying, please don't limit yourself.
The bigger ones are the ones that like I've written. If those maybe
yeah.
are coming to fruition, or
that's what,
maybe,
yeah, that's what I feel, you know, that it's your project,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's saying that he keeps coming to you in your dreams, so you have a lot on your mind, so just try to just, you know, put the intention there before you go to bed, okay?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
sometimes
wow.
people put a glass of water bedside. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And just take a couple sips of the water before you go to bed and think about what you want to ask your dad. You could even write it down, like you have that notebook bedside, write it down even. And I think when you get up, you're going to have a lot more answers.
Wow.
Okay, because I'm just getting, you know, like, there's something about the situation, it doesn't feel good. And Ginger is saying, you know, Kat, you are the writer. You're the producer. You're the casting director. You can create anything that you want to create.
Wow.
Okay.
That's what I
have. Like I said, I don't, you know, at this time with this gentleman, I don't feel like it's going to work at this time.
Wow, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
And your dad
yeah.
keeps talking about your dreams, you know, and he's saying, you know, use your intuition. Think about it. Like, how does it feel to you, Kat, when you talk about connecting and doing a project with him? Now, how does it feel to you now? Like, think about it. Is your stomach
yeah.
feel nice, like, and warm and fuzzy, or does it have, like, a little picky feeling, sort of like maybe an upset stomach? It just feels like your stomach is off. Like maybe you ate something that, you know, made you a little bit queasy. Because he's saying, listen to what you're feeling as well.
Yeah,
you're
I feel
physically...
like a tension in the shoulders, yeah.
Yeah, so he's saying continue to go forward but focus inward. He's saying, you know,
okay.
this is your future. Take your time to create the future that's going to be meaningful and make you happy and he's just giving you a little, you know, a little, I feel like he's kissing the top of your head, and then he's showing me you and he when you were small, and you put your feet on top of his, and I'm hearing Daddy's little girl, and he's dancing with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, what I have, we have Mary and we have Nicola yet. We want to thank you for calling in, Kat.
Thank you. God bless you all. You're so gentle and kind. Thank you.
Hi, Ted. This is Mary, and I have to agree with both Nicola, Lenny, and DC. I felt, I got chills when Lenny said there was something better, which always is a yes answer. There's something better. And I got, I didn't get a yes with your question for this a situation that you were asking about. So I got two cards, but I'll tell you a little bit about them. The first thing I want to say is trust your intuition. Just the same way both everyone has been saying, you know, just trust that gut feeling that you get. Sometimes when we question something is because it's not right for us. And I keep hearing there's something better. And with that, I'm going to give you the two cards that I pulled out, but it's not for this situation that you're asking about. It's for the new one that will come. It's going to be a success and big, happy changes. So they've asked me to read from the book. Big Happy Changes is Big Happy Changes, but they want me to read from here. It says, big positive changes are coming into your life. You may find yourself on a new career path, entering a new relationship, or moving to a new home or city. Embrace these exciting events, knowing that your angels will be beside you all the way. What you are asking about may require you to take leaps of faith that seem frightening or beyond your ability. Trust the opportunities before you are meant to bring you happiness. These options would not have been presented unless you were ready for them. Release your fears and follow your heart. And I feel like follow your heart and follow your intuition. Yeah, and that's my message for you, Pat, but trust your intuition. It's what we have. And you still have Liz, which is wanting to give you her message.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Pat.
So we have a little host chat, and I shared with the ladies as Nicola started doing your message. I was pulling out the exact cards that she's reading you in the message. Not the exact card she had, but the same messages. And I'm like, this is crazy. So the first one, and my immediate response to your first question was, I don't think this is it, this job particularly. Not that you're not going to stick with what you're doing, but because I immediately felt like this uneasy feeling in my stomach, almost like that's how you feel about it.
right.
When we feel that way, that right there is our intuition. That's our intuition saying, it's not good. You know, trust that vibe, trust that feeling. Your initial instinct is that's always right. Our ego makes us second guess it. So the first card I got was willing release, and to me, that was exactly what Nicola said, release the expectation of what you have. Because we want something, right? We make a plan and we decide how we want it to go, right? And then we only want it to go that way. And we hold on to that specific plan so long and so hard that it gets hard to do and nothing goes right. But when we say, you know what, in the end, this is what I want or something better, and we just kind of release the outcome and go with the flow, we end up 10 times better than the place that we had originally planned. Not saying that that doesn't come true too, but it's kind of, we find an easier way and more opportunity opens for us. It's just amazing when we release our expectation of the outcome. We say, you know what, my end game is to be successful. My end game is to be, you know, in a position where I am, you know, acting or whatever. Then we're going to get there. We just have to release how we do it or control. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Even if it's part of the, you know, the situation, you know, doesn't feel right, doesn't feel right, walk away. But the second card in that part of it was waking the lion. As soon as Nicola said strength, I flipped it over and it was a big lion head. So you have this very strong ability within you, and it's coming to the surface now. It's getting ready to come out. And this is your chance. You know, sometimes when we turn something down, that is a strength, because we're saying, you know what? We don't need this person. We know it's going to happen. We're relying on our faith. So, you know, this is where you are right now. You're just waking up, and you're going to be, it's going to be amazing. And the second group of cards, it was three cards, flew right out on the floor, and it was sanctity, divine abundance, and guidance. And that's the angels telling you to tap in, take a little time to meditate, tune in, to listen for the messages that they're sending you. Ask your questions to them, and then listen for the answers. Ask for them to send you signs, whatever it may be, to get you through that. But, you know, whatever works for you. And then, you know, believe in your intuition. Trust it. Don't second guess it. Just start going with it. And things are going to get so much easier. And you're going to see door after door after door open. It'll just be wild. And as the other ladies were reading, I shuffled another deck and I pulled out this one that is strength and guidance. And it is you. It's you tapping into that intuition and going with those feelings and that knowing and following it. And this is like his third eye is open and he's holding like an entire universe between the palm of his hands, right? You're the creator of your own world, which was something DC was saying at the time when I pulled this. So, you know, it's up to you. Start believing in yourself. Start building that self-confidence. You know, do the I am. I am strong. I am worthy. I am deserving of this. I am successful. And believe it. Walk out the door like that every day with your head held high, because it's just going to start coming. So that's my message for you. I know it was a little redundant, but I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes you got to hear it three times before.
You know, it's so encouraging. And I loved how synchronistic it was. No, that's beautiful.
It was crazy, but you know, you're a strong person and you have a lot to give. So, you know, tap into that. Use it. Go with it. Believe in yourself. Because when we're truly authentic, that's what attracts the right people to us. And as soon as you step into that and embrace it, the people that you need are just going to start coming out. You're going to trip over them in your path. So. All right.
Wow. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. So you call us back and let us know how you make out, because we know you're going to be successful if we don't see your name on the movie screen first. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless all of you. Thank you so much.
You
love.
Dad, and dream big, girlfriend. Don't dream small. Dream big, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes.
Have a great
thank
night.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you, all of you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow, guys. Woo!
Woo! That was a beautiful.
The energy is amazing. Oh, my goodness.
I was like, this is crazy.
It is.
Sometimes it's hard to be at the end.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I could tell, Liz, you were like, you were dying to go on. I was like, maybe I should let her go.
No, well, I'm like, you guys just aren't going to believe this if I wait that long.
Yeah.
You know what? I was getting some of the stuff that Nicole was getting, too, so we would believe it. That means that we're just in sync with each other. And that's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
You know, that
so
just,
amazing.
It just says, you know, you angels, you've got it going on. Whoa.
Yeah.
We do.
All
awesome.
Right. We better get some more callers picked up here and give them some more of these wonderful answers.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right. Area code 212, hello. You're live with Angel Answers. So we have your first name, please.
Hi, this is Bryn calling from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I just want to get some messages from the angels or guides, see what's going on.
Okay. Let's see what we can get for you. Oh.
Hi there. Can I jump in with Len, please? Hi.
Yes, please.
Okay,
hello.
Right. Hello. Yeah, Len gave me an image. He showed me it's like watching a little movie. And what I could see, I just saw your hand opening different drawers, there were cupboards and drawers, yeah. And it's like, he said it's like you're looking for something. Not a particular object, it's more you're not sure really where you're headed. You're looking for something new. You want a little bit more excitement in your life, is that right? Yeah.
Direction.
Yeah. Okay, well, I've got some lovely direction here for you from him. Tonight's theme with Len seems to be Lenny talking to. So he's, but of course it's in the way of sending love. But he first asked me to ask you, and I'm seeing it here, is there, do you have a relationship around you, or do you want a relationship?
I would like one. I don't have one.
Right. Well, you be open to one, because I've got a message called Angel of Love.
Huh.
And when I look at this person, I get chills just telling you this, because Len is saying, I don't know, it can apply to a male or a female, but I'm going with the female of the card, just for the sake of telling you what it means. So Len is saying this person is somebody quite sensitive, very interested in you in a way that you won't believe, because he's saying that, he's saying he wants you to up that positivity, and the first step to your direction is to believe that you are every bit as good as everybody else. You got Angel of Strength. Now, Angel of Strength is saying, and by the way, when I said that, I'm getting this from Lenny, but I'm also, he's moving his hands in a circle around you. And he's saying, that's your angels, and I'm seeing the energy. I'm not seeing wings, and I'm not seeing lights. I'm just seeing, it's kind of like, well, it is white, but it's quite, how can I say it to you? See-through energy. It's just an energy around you. And he's saying, just ask, just be direct, because Angel of Strength is saying that you have now what it takes to move forward and gain the direction by deciding, yes, this is what I want. Okay?
Right.
Because you've got door to personal healing and happiness. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, you've got a lot of possibilities. So there's not just one route you can take, say. There are a few. And also, Lenny's, I don't know if you can hear this, but his finger is tapping on a message, and it's the garden and the gate. Well, when I look at this message, this is someone that's ready to begin some excitement and to move forward, but you've just got to open that gate now.
Okay.
So you Lenny talking to is, you have to decide that this is it, that there isn't anything that can stop you. So if your relationship comes in, and it is a loving relationship, this. He's saying, don't find reasons why maybe you think you're not good enough or situations are not good enough. If this is meant to be, it will happen. Okay?
Will I find this relationship in New York City where I live, or is it somewhere else?
I'm going to say where you are. I'm going to say New York, because he's pointing to me. So I'm going to say it's New York. I'm also going to tell you, I want you to look around summertime, July, August. Not particularly look, but I'm going to say, even come back and say whether I'm right or I'm wrong, but I feel it strongly that we're talking about that time of year. But it could be that you meet someone before that. It's just it builds up to be, that's the part that sometimes people miss. Lenny's asking me to do a talking talk. And this is not just for you, it's for all of us really. When we start a new relationship, we have to build it up to find out first if this person is for us or not. Or
right.
So he's saying when he gives a timeline or a month, it can be that it's already there, so it's not too long to wait, but it just
right.
has to develop and mature into what you want or decide
sure.
it's what you don't want. But the
okay.
signs are good for you. You've got amazing
oh.
messages. And Lenny is saying, do you want to ask him something about it?
I just want to not miss the opportunity. I want to be as open to it as I possibly can. And today I've been dealing with a difficult subject. My cat is on his way out, my cat Simba, and so I've been staying with him. He spat up blood this morning, and the doctor said he's probably on his way out soon, so he's been sleeping a lot and drinking a little water. He hasn't eaten today, which is probably the right thing to do because he was vomiting, so it's probably good to fast. But so my mood
yeah.
has been kind of I've just been sitting here on the bed with him all day after I took him to the vet,
oh.
and so
I thought yeah,
your words are great and. I want to move forward. I just feel in a kind of a funk today. I've been crying because I got him about 6 months as a kitten in 2004. That was kind of like, you know, telling on me for a bit today. So a lot of emotions. But anyway, it's sort of been centering around my cat today.
Can I ask you something? First of all, Lenny wants to say, and I want to say, we're so very sorry you've got this, and especially for your cat, because we know that our pets are just like we are.
Sure.
We love them just as much. And you absolutely do.
He's like my son. He's like my little son. Yeah. Yeah.
And if that has to happen, if it's his time to pass, okay, if Lenny says, would you like him to help him across for you?
Oh, sure. You know, when it's time, I can.
When it's time. He did say if. They don't like us to know such things. We're not supposed to know those things. It happens if and when it does. But Lenny
right.
is saying you have your own team of guides and angels. But if it makes you feel easier, if that happens, he'll quite happily take him across. He does that. He does it. He's done it with my. Pets of mine and family members, friends, it sometimes makes people feel easier to know that that's the going into the light, and it is beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
Always
yeah.
they're always met by sometimes people and sometimes other animals that they've known in other lives. Or
sure.
Yeah, yeah. But so he's giving
you
all the love for that. Yep, so you're
Thank
not
you,
getting
Nicole.
Homework.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. You're not getting homework because you've got enough there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's saying, stay strong because you are great, he says. And he's telling you, look for those. The last thing, because you mentioned about being open to possibilities and opportunities, saying, you're ready now. You're ready now.
I'm ready.
You're at that point. Yeah, you're not going to miss opportunities now. Just don't look
okay.
too hard. He says, just listen to the energy that you can feel, your intuition again. Your inner voice is going to guide you. Okay?
Okay.
So
thank you so much, Nicole.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Beautiful lady.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hi, Bryn. This is DC. Nicole, that was absolutely amazing. Hi, hon. I'm so sorry about your cat.
Thanks.
Ginger is in, and she wants to let you know that she's been with us 3 times, like, in this lifetime. So
mm-hmm.
her soul, you know, went into a new, you know, fur baby. But she's been with us 3 times.
Okay.
So if you're wanting to do that, your fur baby will come back to be with you again.
Yeah.
And the last time that Ginger transitioned, it was 2016, and I said to her, when are you going to come back? And she said, 2 weeks, Mom. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And she did.
Wow.
But I have to tell you, before, when you just said, this is Bryn, I'm calling on a cordless house phone, and my phone was spinning on the countertop.
Wow, really?
Just spinning around, so I think your fur baby might have been playing with my phone.
Who knows?
It was circles. I've never seen it do that, you know?
Wow,
but Ginger,
that's
come in and visit as well. And just, you know, keep your beautiful fur baby company so that you can get a little rest too, you know?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And Ginger's saying that your fur baby's saying that, you know, that you're seeking a sense of security in your life, you know?
Right.
And
right.
You'll have, you know, you're going to have that. But your beautiful fur baby is amazing.
Yeah.
His energy was, it was just like bouncing around here, and he's telling you to save your energy while you're trying to go forward. He wants you to save your energy.
Okay.
So I was just like looking, like, oh my gosh, I've never seen that. Like, you know, like the phone is just spinning and spinning and spinning.
Wow.
You know?
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, he was saying, you know, that he's not going to leave you. He's going to be there with you. And sometimes, you know, when they're there and we're used to, you know, seeing that physical body, you know, it's hard,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you allow him to come back, he can come back. So he just wants to let you, you know that. And he knows that you're struggling right now with everything that's going on. And,
right.
You know, he's sorry for everything that's going on, but he's saying, please, you know that everything, you know, is going to be okay. And are you taking care of yourself, Bryn? Because he was asking, you know, are you taking care of yourself? Like, are you eating and different things? You know, eating right? Because
yeah.
He was worried about
I'm eating I'm eating pretty good. Today it was kind of difficult because
right.
In the morning he spat up blood, and then I had to take him to the vet, and that was a long wait. And then I got home, and then I had some oatmeal like I have for breakfast, and I had a nice vegan muffin for lunch. But I'm gonna have some dinner. I'm gonna have some dinner after this, you know. Something.
Okay.
Good.
Well, he's just saying, he wants you to think about, you know, all the blessings that you have in your life right now.
Yeah.
And
sure.
think about, you know, all the good stuff, because that's, you know, important to him, and you'll make him
right.
feel better if you feel better. Okay. But he's
okay.
saying that, you know, you're not getting enough of rest. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a little
yeah.
bit sleep deprived? He's saying, you haven't.
My sleep cycles haven't been good for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think I pick up a lot during when I sleep, or I go on journeys, and I think I do stuff, you know.
Right.
So it's like I kind of do work in my sleep. Yeah.
Watch, because as you were saying that, like, I'm getting, like, your physical health is intertwined with your emotional health.
Well, sure.
And you've got a lot going on, of course, but you don't want to get sick as well, okay?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I did, you know, when you were talking, when Nicole was mentioning, like, a relationship, the first thing that I heard was karma.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if the first one that you connect with will be the one, okay? I was actually seeing like a woman with lighter hair, maybe like a strawberry blonde.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the, you know, the first thing that I was
that,
seeing.
That's the karma one. The karma one. That's the karma one.
a girl with, you know, like sort of like strawberry blonde hair, but in regard to all your questions, Bryn, I'm getting you've got to release what is holding you back. You're holding in emotions, and it's not going to help you to go forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just don't know what the emotions they are. You know, I don't know where to go or how to help do it. You know, I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, well, just, you know what, just if you could just, like, close your eyes and breathe, and as things come up, just, you know, feel them and release them and bless them for the power to inform. But I'm actually getting, you know, you could use a little bit more self-love as well. Okay?
Sure. I understand that, yeah.
And just, you know, just breathe and, you know, breathe in the love and breathe out everything that isn't love upward to heaven.
And allow yourself to receive a little bit more. I don't feel like that you receive as much as you give. Okay?
Probably so.
When you do have the time, do a little, you know, self-care on yourself. Whether you go out and, you know, have, you know, something like a massage or anything like that. But whatever, you know, that you feel like you're guided to do, that's really important. Okay? And I'm just getting, like, for everything you're thinking about, you've got to stop right now, you've got to breathe, and you've got to think. Because I feel like, you know, you're putting up a roadblock in, you know, and going forward. And it's understandable with everything that you've got going on.
Right.
But focus and write things down on paper, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you put things on paper, we release, you know, emotions and different things, and we can get rid of them when we write them down. Okay?
Yeah, I know that's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You could either burn it or you could rip it up, either one. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your original question, what was your original question?
About messages.
Work?
Well, no. Messages?
Messages.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, please, you know, take care of you and, you know, and help yourself with the emotions. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like, oh, my gosh, like there's so much stress with you, hon. And, you know, I understand why, but you've got to try to start reducing the stress, okay?
Well, I run. I did a big run the other day, and that helped. Just yesterday. But the stress kicked in with my cat today, so that kind
of... Well, sure, and that's understandable.
Yeah, that's understandable. Made me stress.
Maybe even like a little EFT tapping or something like that, that'll help.
Yeah, I do that. That's a good idea. Yeah.
And my dog, Ginger, is saying, you're going to be surprised, you know, and because you're going to be really lucky in love, but, you know, you've got to watch because people are going to find you so much more attractive than they usually do, Bryn.
That's nice to hear.
And she's saying part of it is because you're going to do the work within, and they're going to see how more confident you are, and they're really going to be, you know, sort of, she's saying, magnetized towards your beautiful energy. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, and she's, just trust your instincts, you know, when it comes to money. She's saying, things are going to go well for you.
Okay.
And she's saying, just make sure that, you know, that you put a little bit of money away for a rainy day. Okay?
Oh, sure.
And she's saying you're going to be able to get through whatever it is you're facing. Okay?
All right. Thank you, DC. Thank you so much for
Does that make sense, Johan?
Yeah, sure, DC.
Of you and know that you're in our prayers.
Thank you.
And Ginger's saying, you know, make a wish too, Brent, because, you know, I see a lot of happy times coming for you, okay?
Sure. That sounds great.
When I was listening to Nicola, I was hearing the song, Here Comes the Sun. Okay? And your positive thinking is going to help you to go forward.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I told you, lady with the red hair. I think she's not the one. I see a lady with dark hair.
Dark hair, okay. All right.
Okay, so you might meet the one with the red hair first, okay?
Okay, the red-haired one, all right.
I mean, I'm getting karma with that, so I'm not sure. But I see a woman with dark hair. And then, you know, our buddy that came in at the beginning of the show, Archangel Michael, he is with you, Bryn, and he's going to help you. He's walking with you, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Give you the courage to face everything that's upcoming, and he's going to stay with you. And he's just saying, you know, you're going to find yourself in a new phase of your life where there's going to be a lot of happiness coming your way. I'm also getting, I saw a plane in the air.
Huh.
Have you had any thoughts about traveling to somewhere tropical?
Well, I recently just got back from Florida thinking I was going to move there, but it was kind of a mixed bag kind of trip where
I'm feeling like this is going to be further. It's not going to be Florida. I feel like it's actually going to be international.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I feel that might be coming your way, too, if you're up for it. You know, embrace it, okay? But please know that Archangel Michael is with you, okay?
All right. Thank you, DC.
Okay. And Ginger's saying, you are God's perfect creation, Bryn. You know, just love yourself first, okay? That's
okay,
what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
That was amazing.
God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, Bryn. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Thank you, Mary.
Hi. You're welcome. Wow, 5 cards fall out for you from the angels and ancestors deck. And you're not going to believe this. Okay, so the first one is, I'm going to read the cards. Autumn is the first card, release the old and rust, which similar to what both Lenny, Nicola, and DC just said, you know, you need to rest. And I felt like a heavy heart when you were talking. So, and I totally understand. I mean, your pet is sick. So, I mean, our pets are like our family. They're
family,
like our family,
our
children.
A family member,
so,
yeah.
You know,
sure,
totally
family.
Understand that.
Yeah.
And then the card is a raven, and a raven is a bird of healing and initiation. Mm. So the message of the card is to release all of the pressure and expectations weighing you down. Shed it all so that you can recover before moving into a time of renewal. That's beautiful.
Wow,
and then
that's powerful.
The next card is, you got a card for every season. So the next card is spring. So that's, and then it says, see your seeds grow. And there's a rabbit on this card, and it says, embrace the change that is on the horizon. Allow your dreams to become reality. And I'm getting there are opportunities of abundance, including financial growth. Like, you're going to be, like, speeding. Like, do you know how bunnies go? They're like, dashing.
Yeah.
So I
feel
like that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
And you're going to start something new. So prepare for a major expansion in your life and soul as well. And then the next card is the summer card. I told you, all seasons are here. It says, bask in joy and light. And it's the B, so I'm not sure if that's significant to you. Rise up, open your wings, and shine. Bring your projects and plans out into the light, into manifestation. And then I wanted to, I underlined, clarity is arriving soon, allowing you to know exactly where you are and how you can move forward. Your angels and ancestor guides are encouraging you to enjoy this moment and not to rush forward. And this is in the summer.
Okay.
And then the winter card. It says, take care of your needs. Do everything you need to be at your best. Then move beyond your fears and limitation. And this is the wolf card. And then the last card was the direction guardian angel. So, and it says, choose your path. So I'm being asked to read the entire meaning of the card for you. And it says, connect with your deepest desires, then choose the path that will make your heart and soul sing. The direction guardian card represents the angels of direction. These amazing angels are the ones who come to us when we are at a crossroads and don't know which way to go. When we are unsure of what is right for us or of the bigger picture, they can help us know that what is best for all involved. The direction guardian card refers to the vision of the Hebrew prophet Ezekiel, who is said to have seen an angel with 4 different faces. One was a child, one was a bull, and one was a lion, and one was an eagle. These 4 faces show that angels can appear in many guises and guide us in many different directions, but always for our highest good. Wow. That's beautiful.
Wow. That was amazing, Mary.
Yeah. And then the extended message of the card is, your path isn't set in stone yet, and your angels and guides have no expectations for you, nor should you have any for yourself. There are many different directions you can take. None of them are wrong, as they all hold perfect opportunities to grow and to learn. But life is to be enjoyed and savored. So if you know that there's a decision to be made, in particular, if you are feeling indecisive, choose the path you know is going to make you light up and choose with your heart. And, of course, trust your intuition.
Wow. That's amazing, Mary. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I will listen back on this.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you know you still have Liz.
Yeah.
So hold on.
Okay. I'm trying to keep myself occupied while I'm ready to give these messages.
Hey, Liz.
So the first card I pulled for you, Bryn, is it's a message from your angels, and it is ease. They're giving you a mantra. This is much what VC's message was for you, that you're very giving, but you don't receive. So we have to remember that everything we do for people in kindness is, you know, purely out of kindness. But be aware of when you're being taken advantage of and you're overextending yourself and not getting anything
right.
in return.
Yeah.
And that's so much money, I mean, but, you know, there should always be an energy exchange.
Sure.
So when someone
balance,
tries to offer
yeah.
you a meal or a ride or, you know, graciously accept, you know, especially if you've helped them out.
Okay.
Or, you know, even if you haven't helped them out, because there's someone that you have helped that wasn't able to repay you, right? So this is karma coming
right.
around. So accept things when they're offered to you.
Okay.
And this card kind of, it's giving you a mantra, and I want you to tuck this away, write it down on a mirror, you know, carry it in your pocket, put it on your phone as a reminder, whatever you want to do. It's
okay.
easy for me to receive. Okay? That's what you need to tell
okay.
yourself.
Okay.
It's easy for me to receive.
That's easy to remember, too.
Right?
It's
and
easy for me to receive.
Because
okay.
The other thing is we don't only block the things, the material things that people are giving to us. We also block opportunity when we don't accept things.
It's
so,
true,
you know,
yeah.
right? So you're blocking your own energy in multiple ways. And then
okay.
I have the two other cards I got for you. One is power and intention. And
mm-hmm.
what I see is, like DC said again, being indecisive. You don't. So you've got to say, okay, I'm looking for a partner in my life. That's what I want.
Right.
So there's
right.
your intention. When you set an intention, you give it power. And then the universe goes, okay, this is what he wants. Let me see what I can do. So you've got to
okay.
state what you want, not
yeah.
be wishy-washy.
Right.
Right, you've
right,
got to say,
right.
I want this. And then
uh-huh.
let it out there and wait for what happens.
Okay.
And then the second card is opportunity and change. So, again, being open to receive, because we're not,
right.
we're not human beings, we are resilient to change because we become habitual, right? So in order
right.
for
we
us
have
to adapt
routine.
A new habit, we have to break an old one, right? It's difficult.
Sure.
So
right.
We have to be open for these opportunities. We have to receive them. And
mm-hmm.
we have to be willing to do a little shift and change. You know, go out
exactly.
of your comfort zone. Things
yeah,
are going to be,
exactly.
you know, when you're trying to do something different than you've done, it's going to be change.
Yeah.
It might be a little uncomfortable. It doesn't
sure.
mean it's bad. Yeah. It's just something you haven't done before.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's just something you're not used to, that's all.
Correct. So
yeah.
I always say, give it 3 tries to make sure, and then if it's still not good, then you don't do it. But,
okay.
you know,
okay.
ease yourself in, you know what I mean? And if you go, you know, so if you're looking for a partner, right, and going out to a bar by yourself is
right.
is uncomfortable to you, say, all right, so one night on your right hand, say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go in. And if
yeah.
you just walk in the door and stand there and go, okay, I'm not doing it, and you walk out, that's okay. You tried,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
right?
No, definitely.
So the next
yeah.
time,
yeah.
you're going to say, all right, I'm going to try it again. So this time you have to go a little further than that one step, right? You might have to go
right.
go in and have a seat. And then, okay, I can't do it anymore, and you go out the door, right? And then the third time, you know, or maybe it gets easier. Maybe you go have a seat and someone starts talking to you and you have a conversation.
Or get a drink or something.
right. It could be wonderful, right? You know, the bar probably wasn't the best option, but there. But that's an example. But, you know, but you know what I mean? It may not be bad every time. So how do you know if you don't try?
Exactly. Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, I always say three times because I'm the person that lets my ego get in the way and go, no, I can't do that. And I get I scare myself and leave, right? So
sure.
Start to do a little bit different. You know, someone offers you something, then say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to take you up on that offer. You know, and try it out. The worst that happens is you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that. So those are my messages for you, Brent.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah.
You know, taking chances, living life, really. We say taking chances like the best thing, but it's living life, right? Because every time we try something, it adds to the experiences that we have in our lifetime. So that's what we're doing.
Exactly.
Here for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
your
help and
all
your insight. I'm definitely going to look back on this or listen back on it.
Oh, good. All right. You let us know how you make out, Brent, okay? Have a good evening.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Holy moly, ladies. We're rocking the house.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just making sure. None of the folks from last week are on here. I've been checking. I haven't seen any of them. So, all right. Are we ready to move to our next caller?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Area code 863. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Good evening, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. You have a question for us?
Yes, please. I was calling to see if there are any insights around my mother coming to live with me, probably around the fall of this year.
I was just going to laugh out loud and say, don't do it! But I'm really kidding. That was just me, because my mother has lived downstairs for a couple years with my sister. But she's going home, because my sister bought a house. But I only meant it as a joke. That wasn't your angels at all. How about Len and Nicola? Do you have... What are you thinking?
Yep. Okay, I'm on it with Lenny. Yeah, hello there. Good evening to you.
Hello.
Hello. Lenny is saying, you got the all tied up message. So Lenny's saying he thinks there might be some delays with it. There might be a delay. And he's not sure, there's some anxiety around it, but we do see that this comes to a good conclusion. So it's not that anything is going to be wrong with your mother. It's just there might be delays to plans. I don't know if there's any financial influence involved in this, if there needs to be any finances sorted out. There is a male around you who's going to be very helpful with that, if there is. But for now, what Lenny is giving you is don't let any slight anxieties over this make you think it might not be a good idea, because he's saying it will. He gave me the message daughter romance, which is talking about things in a loving way. So I feel for you that it's possibly going to happen, but it might just be a little bit longer than you think. Is there a question you want to ask Glenn about it?
No, I just wanted to make sure everything would be okay, because you're right, I do have anxiety around it.
Yeah, it's telling me you do. But it's saying, you know, this actually goes easier than you think it will. because when he points me to the anxiety message, he gives me, right, I've got two more messages for you. I'm going to go with him giving you messages along with what he has to say. He gave you the action message and the appreciation. So I'm going to say that I know you will know this, but he wants to say it to you. Your mother, she loves you a lot. I don't know if she demonstrates that to you in any way, or if she can't, but she does. She might not always say it, but he put this on top of woman holding a heart message. So it's going to be more peaceful than you think, because I know, well, I don't, but Lenny's saying, I'm going to be honest, he can understand what the concerns are around having a say, because it's kind of the obvious ones of everybody's routines change, etc. A little bit more anxiety for you because you have to, you're quite the nursing type. He said you're somebody that's very caring. You like to, you'll check on her a lot until she settles properly. But you got the appreciation message from Len. So he's saying that's as much for you as it is for your mother. Yeah, appreciate yourself. You deserve it for all that you do. He does, and he sees you surrounded in a garden, surrounded by roses. But I think that's Len giving you a rose, and it's pink. He's giving you a very pink rose for you, and he's saying that's for the love and kindness that you have. So I feel that it's you're on the right path. I think that it's going to go better than you think. It just might not happen as quickly as you think. Does any of that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Does it put you at peace, Lenny's asking? Because he sees things just going more smoothly than you think. There is help. There is help. There is definitely showing me a man who is available to give you advice. I see him as though he's very good with finances, which Len said, but if you need advice, he'll help you and things will go better than you think. He keeps saying that. He doesn't need to give you homework, other than don't be anxious. See, this is, be quite open to this. Yeah.
All
okay.
Right. Thank you.
Lenny,
so much.
You're very welcome. I'm going to pass you on to the wonderful ladies now, to see what they have for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Julia. This is DC. When you first asked your question, I heard the word solitude, but I think it's for just right now, because right now I fear there's I feel there's a lot of fear with you. There's insecurity, there's worry in regard to, you know, the responsibility of your mom coming. But the angels are saying, you know, if you would just detach from the situation and, you know, observe it from like an objective point of view, you're going to see things differently. Okay? Stay calm, is what I'm getting. Because I just feel like right now, like you have all these emotions. And, you know, there is fear because, you know, there is responsibility. I'm getting, you know, like organizing. I don't know what you have to organize if, you know, if that were the case for her to come with you. But I agree with Nicola, like things are going to work out. But I do feel like there's a little bit of, you know, work on your part to go within first. Okay? And just think logically about things is what I was getting. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I feel, you know, I don't feel it's bad or anything, but at the present moment where you are, like, in your head right now, I feel like you need a little bit of solitude before you're able to, you know, make that decision, okay? But the angels are saying, Julia, please don't worry. You know, all is well. You are safe. And I, like, you have, like, so much within. There's so many emotions. Okay? But you're going to get through this and all is going to be well. So that's what I was getting. I'm going to turn you over to Mary and to Liz. God bless you, hon, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, DC.
Hi, Julia. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Similar,
I didn't get a yes right away. And then I was wondering, okay, so let me just shuffle my cards. And the angel answers is that a year from now. I'm seeing her coming in within the year. And they want me to read the book, which we already know what a year from now is. But the event you are asking about will occur within this year or soon after. During this time interval, you're encouraged to stay optimistic and to continue with self-care, which CC said, activities and other preparations for your desire for bringing your mom in. Remember that other people's free will choices are involved. Your angels are presently working behind the scenes on your behalf, even if you can't immediately see the evidence of your answered prayers. So she will come within the year or next year. So that's what I got for you, mm-hmm. Julia. And I'll send you over to Liz.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, Julia, I have an interesting reading, and it's actually beautiful, and I can relate it to my mom coming and staying here, actually. And I love my mom. My mom and I have a great relationship. The first card I got for you is Holy Love, and I see this is like the love that a mother has for her child, right? It's just the most pure thing. You would do anything. When you have a child, you would do anything for them. You put your life in front of theirs. You know, I know for me, my son, you know, he's my everything. So, you know, that's how mothers are. That's, you know, how they feel about us. It truly is. And then the second card I got for you is vulnerability and freedom. So when we're being brought up, a lot of times our parents can do some, like, damaging things to us by some words that they say, or the way they handle situations, right? And a lot of times we don't realize it till way later in life. I had to do some of this with not my mom, but, and I won't say not my mom, actually. I'm not going to, because behaviors that my mom had because of the way she was raised, she passed on to me, and they weren't necessarily the best, right? Like, there's things that we've kind of believe as a society that are not always right. So during this time, you know, don't be afraid to ask your mom, you know, why she behaved a certain way or why she handled the situation that way. And did she realize how it affected you? Because the truth of the matter is that even though she's your mom, and you know, if you're a mom, you know this too, it's still your first time, right? Like, we're learning. No one told us how to be a mom. No one gave us an instruction manual, right? We followed what we saw when we were brought up. So a lot of times we repeat the same patterns, and we don't know that. And we do realize, though, like, I've had moments where I yelled at my son. You know, my reaction was to yell and go, why'd you do that? And how did he know? He's never done that before. How would he know that that could be a possible result? So it's not fair, but it's just our reaction because that's what we've experienced, maybe. So don't be afraid to touch on these issues and ask her about them. And it's going to be, you know, in a kind way. And it's, you know, it'll probably be difficult and there's going to be tears. But you're going to heal yourself. You're going to heal your mom. And you're going to heal any other ancestry lines that you have going. And the last card I pulled for you is manifestation. So the things that we think, you know, the things we fixate on or worry, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a horrible experience. It's going to be terrible. That's what we bring, right? What we think is what we create. So if you say, you know what, my mom's going to come here. This is going to be wonderful. You know, it's going to be, everything's going to go great. It's going to be smooth. It's going to work out. That's what you're going to create. So you need to work on over this next time those things, you know, and that's, you know, really sometimes not stuff we want to face, I know, but it's, you know, you think about people coming to the end of their life, and a lot of times you hear about, you know, I wish I'd asked this, I wish I'd known that. So that's why I say it's important to do those things, because I really think I learned a lot from my mom, and I also was able to teach her a lot by remaining calm when she was upset, because she had some moments where she was not, she wasn't in her right mind because her medication was messed up, and it made her a little kooky. So those were trying times, and I just, you know, I spent, because I had, you know, I'd been meditating and doing all this stuff beforehand, I was able to handle it calmly, where my sister, who works all day and has young children and, you know, hasn't meditated and been, you know, self-care and doing that stuff, she just couldn't handle it. She's like, oh my God, you're making me crazy. So yeah. I totally agree with what DC said, you know, in the time leading up to this, because I think most of us, the reality is we don't want our parents to go just somewhere. You know what I mean? Whether it's guilt or if you truly feel like you don't want your parents to be somewhere else, it's, you know, we want to do it. But a lot of times it is hard. I'm going to give you that. But it's a beautiful thing too. I remember being with my grandfather at the end of his life, and, you know, the beautiful thing, his last message that to me was, you know what, I had a great life. I did everything I ever wanted to do. And, you know, if I wasn't there, I wouldn't have known that. So there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful things that can come out of it. So that is my message for you, and I hope it helps you, Julia.
The only thing I want to say to Julia is maybe you can have some caregivers come in as well to give you a little bit of a break where, you know, you can have time to go shopping and different things, you know, and get away for a little while, because there are different agencies that will come in and, you know, and help out. So, you know, it's not all resting on your shoulders.
Yeah. I should say, you know, with my mom, like, we're lucky there's 5 of us girls to help. So we all did pick in. But also when we took her to the doctor's office, there was a woman there that we talked to, and she said, okay, what are the things that you guys need? And there's all kinds of help out there. So don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Ask and take advantage of the help, absolutely, because everyone has senior, you know, aging care that they can help. And you know, now mental health is such a big issue. They know, too, that caregivers need some time away, and so more and more people are stepping up and offering those services, so definitely take advantage of them.
Thank you so much, ladies, and have a great night. Thanks for taking my call.
You too.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. That said, I was like, ooh, I'm like, this is hitting home.
Yeah, I mean, I too, I didn't have brothers or sisters, so it can be a little overwhelming, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely went through it. I'm glad my mom is getting better, but it is tough.
Yes, yes. Oh, beautiful advice, everyone. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, let's get on our way. We still have a loaded switchboard. I think we're popular, ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 917.
Wow.
You're live with Angel Answers.
Hi.
Could we get your first name, please?
Yes. My first name is Grace. And my question is, I was feeling super off today. I have no idea why. And just really off. I think I'm just starting to feel a little better. It was just at work. And I also have a little older dog that barks at night. And I haven't really slept very well consistently. And I'm wondering what kind of suggestions would you guys have for me?
Okay.
I mean, this dog, sometimes he barks very long, and he wants me to pick him up, and it happens at night, and hard to sleep. Maybe that's what's contributing to this right now.
Okay.
Well, let's see what's going on. Yeah. You sound tired, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, I am. I'm not even, yeah, I mean, I didn't even take, like, any lunch time. It was, like, maybe 15 minutes of a little bit of a rest, which is helpful.
Oh, goodness. Gotta take care of yourself, girl.
Not that I'm, like, working nonstop either. I mean, it's quite relaxed.
Well, let's see what the team has to say here.
Yeah.
Is Len
yeah,
away
yeah,
over
I'm
there?
Here. Yeah, he is. He's in my ear. Good evening to you. He sure is. Right. I asked for clarification from him through a message because what I didn't understand was the first message he gave for you, and I confess
yeah.
I didn't hear all your message because the call was, uneven here. So is the first message that he gave me, and it might not be related, but he gave me financial constraints. Are you in any way worried about finances?
No.
No, not at all? Okay.
Not at all.
Okay, well, that's what he's given me that. And he's,
maybe I am, or I was, or maybe that's why I'm working so hard, or, yeah, maybe I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this because I like to
I'm
keep
not
it as honest as possible.
Yeah.
Don't take it if you can, because but that he did give that. So I'm gonna say, Lenny's saying, if you can't take this message, take this from him. Don't feel that you have a lot on your shoulders. He's saying. So I know most people do. That's an obvious thing. But he's saying try not to see things like that. The term he uses is the heavy heart. You feel a little bit like you were saying about how the energy was at work. Yeah. We'll come to that before we come to you. Yeah. He's saying you're picking up on, and this again is basic, but he's giving it. You're picking up on everybody's energy around you. The energy in the world at the moment is changing a lot behind the scenes, and I forget that sometimes.
God. I am picking up like such distorted energy.
You are.
It's very uncomfortable for me. It's so not grounded and very weird what's happening out there. And I was feeling okay until I got to work. I was feeling pretty content and at my, my normal self. And then all of a sudden, it was just the weirdest feeling.
Yeah, because you're very empathic.
Instantly.
It happens to me. Yeah. If I travel on, as we call it, public transport here, within seconds of getting on a train or a bus, whoa, it's like sometimes I think my head's going to implode because I'm looking at everybody and I'm feeling all their emotions, and I think you do that. And Len's saying, I know, but he's saying be reminded that it is just this kind of energy. And of course when you get to work and you start to focus more and you're working closely with your colleagues, he said that brings this out even more. So it kind of enhances it, a bit like my experiences on the train, etc. But so he's saying, if we're going to connect work to finances, we know ultimately we may enjoy our career, but we do need to have the financial compensation for it. He's saying, don't worry about that too much, because he's saying you actually have. I'm going to say a twist in the tale here, a turn in the story. Because you've got the victory message. Now, he showed me a little movie of you walking, and you look quite, the word that Len is using is very smart, you've got and you're walking with a purpose, and you feel very confident. And he's saying that's because there's something new coming in through a door, and he's not going to spoil the surprise, because he gave you a Goddess of the Moon message. Yeah. And in that Goddess of the Moon message, the moon, it's, sometimes the moon talks about illusion. It's not talking about illusion with you. It's saying that things that have not yet come to the surface. Yeah?
Right.
And it does involve a kind of celebration, I will tell you that. But you asked about your pet, and so I asked Len to tell me what that was about. Immediately, he'd already said when you were explaining the part that I did hear. But I wanted a message because I wanted clarification for me. And he gave you the synchronicity and signs from spirit. In my ear, he said, he's seeing spirit. Your pet is seeing spirit. And the reason for that, and it's not anything worrying, is that they're trying to give you signs and messages, okay? Especially when you talk about the energy at work. There's nothing worrying. It isn't about worrying. It's just they're trying to help you on this, the part where I got victory for you from Len.
Okay.
Something coming in, and you will like it, yeah?
Okay.
At the moment, he's doing the Lenny talking to sessions, where if he needs to tell you something and be direct with love, of course, that's what he's doing. But he's not showing me that. He's just saying, are you noticing any signs of synchronicity around you?
Yeah, I think, but I can't recall one now. But
you,
maybe,
it's happening. Yeah, they're sending a message. Sure, he's telling me.
Sure. Yeah.
And telling me something. I don't know if... all right, I'll do it. Are you in a relationship?
Not at the moment, no.
Would you like to be?
Yes, I think that would be great.
Right. Okay, I'm not going to say where then. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to say there is someone who admires you from a distance, and you don't either. You do realize, and you're not saying, or you. I'm going to go. You don't realize. So Len says where he talks about another part of the story coming in. Don't be surprised. You could be taken by surprise with someone. Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice. Yes.
Yeah, and. I think what it is, you've come to a point, you're on a roll now, you've come to a point in your life where you're ready for these, he's calling them fun challenges, challenges that are good for you, that are positive, not something, not a challenge where you've got to face something and go, oh, I've got to get over this first. No, it doesn't feel like
exactly.
That. But when he gives me the anxiety message, it's reversed. So he's saying it's not something you really need to worry a lot about. You just are being given a lot of signs, and they're trying to get your attention. So he's saying just acknowledge the signs. Just ask one thing before you go to sleep. Just ask for clarification. Just say, you know, please, to your guides and your angels, can you make it so that I can remember this? And he wants you to listen for music lyrics. When you wake up, listen for music lyrics. Spirit will often give you things at the point where you're just going to sleep or you're just waking up because you're most receptive to it. You won't filter it. So,
yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a different
but
part.
You're very empathic. Yeah? I think it's possible you could read yourself. You could do this.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, everybody can. But you particularly, it's coming out now. Yeah?
Okay.
Did you want to ask a question before did you want to ask a question?
Well, my hair. I'm losing a lot of hair, and I'm wondering if that's going to be repaired. I'm doing everything I can, but I haven't gone to, a hair doctor or anything. Not knowing.
Okay, right.
But
the first word he gave you. When he starts like this, he's talking to me really fast, and I'm asking him to slow down. Check with your healthcare provider.
I did, and he said it's normal after COVID. It'll stop after 6 months. That's what he said.
If it doesn't go back to it. Nothing. Again, Len, we can't give medical advice, but Len is saying the word he gave me was hormones. So it might just be that
hormones.
In that case, Len, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it might just be that your hormones are out of balance then.
Yeah.
But he's saying don't be afraid to go back before 6 months if you're worried, because also these energy changes and being empathic, and you pick up on a lot of stress. So,
it has to do with my dog, you know, the grieving the dog and not sleeping.
Yeah.
I think it all contributes.
Yes, it can. Grieving especially. Anything where you, that sometimes when if you've ever had a shock or, a loss is a shock. That can, it can. But it does,
yeah.
About, they say about 6 months, don't they? But Lenny's saying, don't be afraid to get advice if you're still not happy before that. If only to put your mind at rest and bring your stress levels down. Yeah, he's giving you a big bouquet of flowers, actually. Yeah, he's saying, take these with love, and they smell, the fragrance is gorgeous, really. But I'm smelling kind of spring flowers, and they're like freesia, and they look like summer flowers, but the fragrance is spring flowers. So,
very nice.
But he's asking you to be very hopeful, because when he gives the victory message, when I look at that and I'm drawn to you, I want to say, it's something you really want, okay?
Yes.
And you've got community, so there's some kind of celebration coming in for you.
I do have community.
Thank
you.
You're so welcome, and I'm going to give you that with a lot of Lenny loves that he's sending to you. I've just asked him if he'll come over and calm down the dog and see if he can... Yeah, help with the messages for you.
Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, bless
you. I'll hand you over to the lovely ladies now.
Hi, this is DC.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. Well, Nicola gave you a beautiful reading, and as she was just finishing the reading, I heard angelic healing. I feel like your angelic team is forward and going to guide you, so be open to receiving, you know, information and healing, okay?
Yes.
And I do feel like you have a lot of new energy within. And, you know, some of the energy is from this lifetime, but I'm getting some of the energy is from past lifetimes.
Okay. That could be.
Okay. Yeah, and the other message I got as I was listening was that, like, you're like a phoenix rising.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a time to create, you know, a new life, get rid of things that didn't work for you. Okay? So it's like you're ending a cycle of your life, and... You know, you're going through quite a bit, but you're going to come out the other end, and you're going to say, "Wow, you know, I'm incredible." So in the interim,
I'm going
you know,
quite a bit, yeah.
Yes. And you know that would make sense with COVID, and you know, and with all the stress and everything with your hair as well.
Yeah, the COVID and that was very, very the stress at work, COVID, and. My dog gets really
there's
old
quite a
and...
bit. I was getting sure that what you do eat is filled with, you know, a lot of vitamins.
I do. I have lots of vitamins right now. Supplements. Vitamins.
Yeah, and I'm getting like a lot of raw veggies would help.
I put them in my soup when I can, so I can do more of that.
Yeah.
Kale.
Yeah, and B-complex vitamins, do you take B-complex?
I do.
I feel like that's
necessary. Everything. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like that, you know, that will help you as well. But I have to say, you know, talking about you, I feel like your dog has sort of the same kind of energy. There's a lot going on, and your fur baby does not like change. It takes, like, a while, you know, to adapt.
Yes, it does.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting, I don't want to do that. I'm afraid. That's what I kept hearing, you know? So you've got an example and say, you know what, I'm going to have some.
Well, I'm trying, you know, but right now, no energy.
Well, you know what,
fun.
You could even put on the TV. You could go onto YouTube, put on a video,
watch your
something
film.
Relaxing even, and, you know, maybe, you know, do some stretching or tapping or something, and just, like, calm yourself down and let your dog also feel that beautiful, calming energy.
Right.
Okay?
I can do more of that. for myself. Oh my God, today was just.
But
awful
if you have your dog
energy
with you, like even in the room,
yeah,
and stuff, like the energy is gonna. Your energy, you know, you being calmer and a better, you know, in a better state is going to help your dog as well.
It helps.
Okay.
It helps on some level. Yeah. But do you see him?
They,
you know,
they pick up everything that we're feeling. They pick up more than we realize.
Do.
And you have to tell your little baby, you know, you're not meant to, you know, worry about anything. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just like, you know,
I'm
and see, I'm the mommy. You're supposed to just be you. And just, you know, relax, because they do try to help us and they try to, you know, take on what we're feeling, and that's not why they're here.
Exactly. And at this time, he needs a lot of care from me, because he's older, you know, he needs a lot of care.
He needs a lot of care, but he needs you to be happy and show him, like, you know, okay, I'm happy, and we're going to, you know, even if you're sitting and, like, doing a little, you know, watching a video or something, because they hold on to our emotions, and, you know, we have to tell them, you're not here to do that.
I mean, I was happy this morning. I felt really good. Oh, my God.
And then
I had some feedback from work, like some comment about someone, you know, and then they restricted me giving close to patients.
Well, I'm getting, you know what, ask your angels when you go into the workplace to help you, okay?
Yeah, I know.
And they're going to help you, you know, to have this and to feel, you know, to feel good, because I feel like when you walk in the door, I get like a heaviness, you know, and I feel that heavy energy there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's a lot of burden.
I have to, but I like it there, too. It's like two ends of the opposite word.
Come in and just help you, hon. Let them come in and, you know, help you, and you're going to feel better. I feel like the angels are waiting for you to say, please help me. There's going to be a lot of divine guidance.
Yeah, please help me.
Okay?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I need some more divine guidance around my dog, if I should put him down, this and that. Maybe not. You know, I don't feel that that's needed right now, but... stuff like that. I need more divine.
I see Archangel Michael. He's standing with you, and he just wants you to think about things. I feel like your mind, you have so many different things on your mind, hon. Okay, and you're getting a little overwhelmed with everything. So you've got to you know, sit and you've got to weigh everything, you know, thoroughly. Weigh the emotional aspects of everything, and you know, make any decisions,
anything.
Okay?
Exactly. That's a pretty drastic
decision. Okay, well, I'm going to turn you over to...
I'm not ready for that. Thank you.
Right. We have Mary and Liz, hon. I'm going to turn you over to them, and I thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
And everybody
Hi, this
there.
Is Mary.
This is Hi, Mary.
Hi. Wow, the messages they gave you are similar to what I'm going to give you. Of the notes that I was making as you were talking.
Okay.
So there is a lot of energy coming in for those of us awakening in the ascension process. So I feel like, yes, you are spiritual and you are awakening. And one other thing that I was picking up was maybe meditation would help you as well. I know
I
it helps me a lot.
In the morning, I do that twice a day, and sometimes three times a day during the day.
Okay.
But it does help,
okay.
Absolutely. Like, if I didn't do that, it would be terrible. It would be, like, no
okay.
good.
Okay, so the
are you guys
thing,
picking up
the
on
most
the
important thing. Yeah, just ask the archangels for protection. The first thing in the morning as you thank the Lord for blessing you with another day of life, just ask the archangels for protection and for your fur baby as well, you know, because she or he picks up your energy and the energy around you, you know. And for the hair, I kept hearing vitamins. So I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's a vitamin deficiency, but I did hear that COVID patients are have had hair loss, and I had COVID, and I agree with you. Yes, it was excessive at one point. No, I'm using Keranique, and it's really good. Keranique is
really
good.
The hair shampoo?
It's like
a
shampoo.
It's a shampoo, right?
Yeah,
it's a brand,
shampoo,
Keranique.
Yeah, I use.
Which color
yes,
is
I
it that you're using?
It's like a burgundy. The burgundy.
Okay, so did your hair shedding stop?
It's starting to grow again. Yes, a lot more. It's
fuller
and much healthier. Yeah.
Message. Thank you so much. Keranique.
And especially if your doctor said that it's nothing, you know, medically wrong with you, that's the first step.
No, there
isn't. Him or her.
Yeah, there isn't.
So.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just
that
my numbers were really bad
option.
And they're going up. Yeah, Keranique, I know that line. They have different lines, and there's maybe something for hair loss or something that I could, the burgundy color. Is that reddish or brown tone, burgundy?
It's burgundy. It's burgundy. I'm
promoting is that red?
Keranique. It's actually online. Just look it up online.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering what color that is. Yeah. Burgundy.
It's maroon.
Is that reddish?
Yes, that's reddish. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then when DC mentioned angelic healing, I got chilled and felt energy on my left ear. I'm not sure if you're getting like energy on your left ear.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I,
that's
I was
spirit
some
trying
healings,
to
and I'm
communicate
like,
with you.
Yeah, because I was like, what is this? I'm not even in a good place, and I'm getting these healings. I didn't
they're
get that, but yeah, that,
you.
Yeah, they're trying to assist me.
Yeah, and then I have postcards from Spirit that came out for you. So the first card is, dearest you, it says, selfless giving is an elixir so sweet and life-giving and amazing that it should be customary for everyday living. Right now, generosity is being asked of you. Let go of a debt, release an obligation, or do a solid kindness to someone for no other reason that as an exercise of your heart. You will be surprised how quickly a generous heart is repaid. I'm really chilled. We know it often doesn't happen in the immediate exchange, so temper your expectations. Know that life has an uncanny way of sending miracles seemingly unrelated to your kindness, yet interconnected in magical ways. The more you act from generosity, the bigger your heart grows and the more love and abundance you will experience. We also know that someone could be entering your life. Oh, my gosh, I'm so chilled. With a generous offer
maybe.
For you. Take it and trust you are worthy and deserving of it. You have to receive, not just give. We love you so very much over here. And that's your message from Good Coach from
thank
Spirit.
You so much, guys. You just made my night. I feel so
you're
much
welcome.
Better.
And you
connecting.
Still have... Liz, so hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what I have for you, Bree. I pulled three cards. I started with, and the first one is Endless Possibilities, and it's about opening. So it's basically what my reading is giving me here. I'll just go over the overview. It's Endless Possibilities, A Higher View, and then Roots of Abundance.
Okay.
And then I pulled this other card that is Stillness. So this card is telling me, or these cards are telling me to get your chakras in alignment. You need to make sure you're
grounded. Okay, I'm getting a healing.
Right.
I'm getting a healing
soon,
so maybe that will help.
Okay.
Get that in alignment.
But you can heal yourself.
Definitely.
You can heal yourself too, you know. So you're doing
the
meditating,
yeah.
which is good, but you need to do some grounding. So you need to get outside.
Okay.
You need to take your shoes off and put your bare feet on the ground. For a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Go sit by a tree.
Okay.
Go out there, close your eyes, and
breathe
in nice and deep. Take in the noises. You know, shut off all your electronics. Take your dog, too. Your dog needs to be outside just as much as you, right? Go find a little spot where you guys can sit for a little bit and just enjoy being outside, being one with nature. You know, I need to spend a lot of time. I'm an earth sign. I have to spend a lot of time outside. I spent all day Saturday and Sunday working in my flower beds, picking up my yard and things like that, and it feels so
good. I bike every day in nature, and that makes me feel good, too.
Yep.
But
do a little bit more connecting, though, a little bit more, you know, hands on the grass. You know, because I'm getting that you really...
Yeah.
The meditating is true, but if you're not grounded, it's not doing everything that it's supposed to. So
I can do a little bit of grounding.
Try to tune out all those thoughts that run through your head. You know, really say, listen, this is my time. Go away, and push those thoughts out, because that's the kind of stuff that makes us. Yeah, that's the stuff that causes anxiety. So when you're in your meditation, in your stillness, really go there, you know? Really say, no, I'm not thinking about you. Because the higher view card, as DC said, she saw you as a phoenix rising. This is a girl flying on the back of a big great horned owl. And so if you start to get this alignment going, if you're grounded really well, and then you start to do this meditation, you're going to get a higher perspective. That's where you're going to go.
Okay.
You're going to tune into what your intuition is sending you, and you'll be calmer.
Yeah.
And you'll be more relaxed, and you'll be more, you know, you'll be more focused, because you'll know what you're supposed to be doing. So the meditation is great, and it seems like you have that peace, but I feel like you're not always tuning out the thoughts or turning off all the distractions, you know. So make sure you're really doing that. You're really saying no.
Not at work.
And it's a practice.
At work.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. So bad.
Right. So meditation isn't about finding the quietest place, right? It's about finding the quiet and the chaos. So, and it's a practice. I say that every time I start working with people. Meditation is a practice. You don't get it immediately. And, you know, I always say start with five minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. No, you know, whatever's going on, sit there with your eyes closed and just breathe, and don't change your reaction. Don't get annoyed with the sounds. Don't do anything. Last night I led a public meditation outside, and I'm trying to explain to some new people about meditation, and the fire whistle goes off. And for the first 10 minutes of my meditation, I have to talk through and begin these poor people meditating with sirens going by and all this stuff. You know what?
Oh, that's so
we all
annoying.
Did it, though, right? We all did it. We
together.
All, you know, we just kept just kept breathing.
Yeah.
And right? Yeah. Because we're grounded. Because we're, you know what?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what else is going on. It doesn't affect me. It's the outside world. This is about me.
Right.
This is about me clearing my head. This is about me finding my peace.
That's what I'm doing now that, you know, the dog is barking, and I'm like, okay, but I have to sleep now. I can't just keep tending to something and, you know, not sleep anymore. So I just tune it out. Before, I used to think I have to constantly do something.
Well, I think he just, you know, he needs a little solitude, too, because he's afraid. He's in a little pain. But they also, when we're not grounded, and we carry that over to our animals too. I know I can tell you, my dog, if I'm sick, she's on my bed next to me. She doesn't move, will not move. It doesn't matter if someone comes in the house to rob everything, she wouldn't get off the bed and leave my side because I'm sick. You know,
animals are like amazing,
because they just know. So, you know, your poor baby, he's kind of moving on. You know, he just wants a little comfort, you know, so take him out in the grass, maybe lay on him and give him a hug and say, I love you, you know?
You're
my baby.
Yeah.
All those things, you know, just make him feel good, because I think you'll see him start to calm down. And you'll feel calmer too, you know, and you'll both get the rest you need. Fresh air, you know, makes us sleep well. Animals, it does the same thing. So even if he's not, you know, doing really well with walking fast or any of those things, just a nice leisurely walk to a little space where you guys can sit down and just hang out in the grass. He doesn't have to go for a big exercise, but to be outside and enjoy the weather. And my dogs, as soon as the sun comes out, they are out on the deck, stretched out all day long. They're like beach bums that don't move. I'm like, what is this? So, you know, really tune into that, and you guys, you'll both be happier. Okay. So we're gonna let you go, Bree, and you call us back and let us know how you'd make out. Okay. Oh. Well, I think we lost her.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, it says she must have maybe lost, maybe disconnected. Know how you make out, you and your fur baby. Huh. Okay. Well, we have some more callers, ladies. I know we are coming to the end of our time. What are we feeling tonight?
It's up to you, ladies.
Oh, okay. Well,
how do you feel, Nicola?
I'll do the next one, yeah. I'm all ready with Len. And then
okay.
It is very late then for
okay.
me.
So. I was going to say, I see
yeah.
one caller that's
yeah.
on here from
yeah.
last week, one of the numbers. So I'd like to get them, and then we'll write down these other numbers, and we'll pick
yeah,
them up
okay.
next week. Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
Liz,
all
I'll
right.
take down the numbers after you pick up
all right.
The next caller.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
All You're
right.
welcome.
Area code 614, you're live with Angel Answers. So we have a first name, please.
Good evening, ladies. It's Jessica calling from Australia.
Oh, hi, Jessica. How are you? Do you have a question this evening?
Yeah, well, I just want to give some updates first. So last time when, you know, you guys gave me a reading and Nicola were talking about she saw my heart was like locked in a cage, and I did a lot
yeah.
of, you know, in the work on that, and there was so much fear, and it's like I never knew there was that much fear in my heart. So I did a lot of releasing, and I feel like my heart is open now, and it's like ready to receive. And another thing is the questions I have for today is that I do get triggered when people don't take responsibility for themselves. So then I'm reflecting to myself to say, well, what area is it in my life, or what is it that I'm not responsible for that other people had to show to me? And I've got the answer, but I'm a bit confused because it's like I'm not responsible for my future. But, yeah, the fact that I was like, okay, universe, you do that for me. It's but then I'm just supposed to let go and let God. So I'm like, so how do I take responsible for my future? Or is that the answer to begin with? Like, what? Yeah, so what is it that I'm not responsible for that they're trying to show me? And that's all?
Yeah. Well, I think in a spiritual awakening, these are a lot of the questions that I think all of us have faced and come head on with. And that's part of the journey. That's what I'm going to tell you right up front. But we will see what the angels have to say. I giggle because I think these are a lot of the same things that I at times was like, oh, what is that? Wait, but is this contradicting each other? it's a weird time and it's a fun time. Well, we'll see. Maybe
yeah,
Lenny and Nicola have some stuff for you.
Yeah, Lenny, I'm smiling a lot here because it's good to hear that you've been doing that inner work on yourself. But Len wants to say to you, it's not a book in a negative, but he's just saying, you do when we're living in the dense energy of Earth, how can I word this, Len? Try sometimes to think that not everything is on the spiritual higher level. Don't let it interfere with your daily life too much. Because he's saying, you're asking what's being reflected back on you, is that right? What you feel you need to learn from how you felt? Do you get triggered sometimes by people's responses?
Yeah, so like people just, you know, pass it on to me and say, oh, do this. And they don't even like look at it themselves to see if they can do it. Or I'm happy to help, but it's like I feel like they just, you know, just dump it on me. And I feel like that's what I did to the, you know, to the spirits. So I'm dumping my future on them and I don't even, I don't know.
You know, there's nothing wrong in giving, letting go and letting God. It's one of Lenny's favorite sayings. But he's saying, try to be a little bit empathic. You are very. But he's saying, when it comes to other people, not everybody sees what they're doing, that they're reacting that way. And he said it's hard sometimes because as humans, we can be quite reactive and quite fast. But he said that's what he's trying to tell you. Don't get lost too much in why they do things. But with you, always keep your boundaries. Because sometimes people will push boundaries if boundaries are a little bit weaker than they should be. But when it comes to giving you messages today for an update, I'm really happy with these because you got the listening message. Now, when you get the listening message, it is essentially, when I look at it, it is about receiving, but in the way of meditation, but also in the signs, etc., which, yes, meditation. But listen and listen to your own inner voice. Now you are doing that. So that is, you know, when it comes to an update, that's not a great revelation to you. And he knows that.
No.
But you've got the miracle message. You've got miracles. You've got blessings. And you also got eternal flame. So Lindsay.
Wow.
Yeah, you have. And when you're saying what you feel and how other people are with you, I'm going to be very honest, I was a little bit surprised to see these. Not the listening one, but Len's using a phrase, listen as well as you hear. So he's saying, what you're listening to learn for yourself, remember that someone else might also be going through something similar. And so they just don't see things the way that you do. That's not a criticism. It's just kind of a little reminder, you know, that everybody's walking their own path. And strength of feeling is different in everyone as well. So he's saying if something that really triggers you or you're very sensitive to might just be something that another person, it just goes right over the head. Yeah, that's how he's saying it. And he's laughing. He's saying it's so different for so many people. But you've got the miracles, you've got the blessings, and you've got the eternal flame. Well, the eternal flame for you is that, you know, the love is always there. So surround yourself with the people that make you feel good, that make you feel cherished and loved, he's saying, that you do feel that you can connect with and keep your boundaries with everyone else. Yeah? That's one of Len's big, he calls it a gift he likes to give when he talks about boundaries. But you've definitely got some, count your blessings, that's the first one, but you have got your changes coming in and keep working on yourself because you're doing really well. But don't let other people's, keep your boundaries so you don't give too much, but don't let other people's opinions affect you too much either. He said it's about finding that balance, Jessica. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I guess they are trying to show me how to, you know, keep my boundaries and how to, you know, maintain that rather than rejecting the fact that I'm not really, you know, not responsible. Okay.
Yes, because it's saying, do it in a loving way, always from a place of love, never from ego. That's what Len and have taught me as well. Always, never, don't react in a way that, because words are things we cannot take back. Yeah? And they are energy, of course. So it's saying you can be clear and you can be direct, but do it from a loving space. Yeah? Which you will. I know that. And he's telling me that. Yeah. And he's giving you a lot of Lenny loves, as he does. And he said, well done you for working on yourself with the heart. Yeah? Be open to more. Be open to more things coming. He's handing you a beautiful red rose and it's opening out. And he said the more that you're aware and the more loving boundaries you set, the more open it becomes. So your life is opening up now. Yeah? So I'm going to give you that with a lot of love and light, Lenny loves, and see what the lovely ladies have for you. You're so welcome.
Yeah, so so he's saying that I actually did release all the fear and my heart is open. I know, I just want a little bit of confirmation.
Yeah, you've released a lot of the fear. And just saying that I release the fear is very helpful. He's saying that too. Yeah. But feel it. Feel it when you say it. Yeah? And there will be times when you...
Anymore.
Yeah, that's it. And you don't need to have fear. You do not need to have fear. If you were to look back, he's saying, look back on your life so far. Whenever there were any obstacles, we'll say, you always overcame them because look where you are now. So it's one good reason for the times when we do look back. Look back at the triumphs, he's saying, the things that you did and when you overcame your obstacles, and you'll see where you are now is actually a good place to be.
I am very blessed. I'm just feel so grateful for everything, including talking to you, oh beautiful lady.
Thank you. Lenny loves you even more now. You're making his ego big and he's loving it a lot. Okay, I'll give you to the ladies. Lenny,
thank
loves
you so much, Nicola.
You're so very welcome.
Hi, Jessica. Hi, Jessica. It's Mary. As we're getting at the end of the callers, I mean, you're our last caller. I just wanted to speed it up because I know, it's late for Nicola as well. So I just wanted to, the first message that came up or the message from Spirit was the postcard. It says, dearest you, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just as sleep is a way to recharge before renewal. So are you in a time for dreaming? In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of your life. You're being invited to bear witness to the great creation and tune into what others can't hear. You're intuitive and you're a psychic and a medium. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. And it says in the back of the card, you are loved. And it's a beautiful angel with her hands over her mouth, like, shh, to be quiet. So that's what I have for you. So just like, empty your mind and allow the magic and dream, you know, allow everything to flow in. And I'm going to switch you over to Liz because we're, you know, trying to rush through this call. And I'm sure she wants to give you a reading. You're welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. So the first card I pulled for you, Jessica, is, like, spot on perfect healing energy, and that's exactly what you worked on since the last time you called us. And what this is she has a big swirling circle around her head. So where you were asking, you know, did you clear all the fear from your heart and all that, you cleared a big chunk of it, but self-work is a constant progress, right? A constant process. We have to check in all the time with ourselves and just keep doing it, you know. But you did a big chunk of it, so it'll be easier now for sure. Because, you know, it's like when you don't take care of that big stack of mail on your counter for a month and then you have to sit down and go through all of it and throw some, you know, decide what's garbage, what you forgot to pay, whatever. And then you have a little stack of mail, and, you know. And then if you stay on top of it every day when you bring it in, right, it's not so bad. But then you don't, and you keep piling it up, and right? So that's how healing works too. It's always because we come into, we experience new situations every day, right? So we get fears around different things based on our experience. So That's why we always have to check in and keep it moving. And it becomes easier where you're not, like, sitting down and working on a whole ton, right? You just immediately you'll recognize, wait, this is a fear for me. Why am I afraid of it? What's the problem? And you'll clear it right then and there.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a big deal.
Yes. Yeah.
And when we're in this healing energy, when we start to go down this path, we attract more healers and more guides and that kind of stuff, but we also attract broken people. I want to tell you that, too. So make sure that, you know, the circle to me also is your boundary, right? You're going to create a boundary for yourself with your spirit guide, because they can be overpowering and they can start to step in if you don't say, hey, I will let you know when I want to communicate with you. But also with people, once they see that you're doing better and you're making progress with yourself, they're going to want to know what you did, and they're going to want you to help them, and they're going to want, you know. And so you could tell them about it, but I always say a good teacher never gives you the answers. They make you go look for it, right? So you might drop a few breadcrumbs on how they can, you know, how they can heal themselves or take care of their problems, the kind of things that they should maybe check into. And then say, you know, it's online. Go Google it. That's what I do. I just drop the breadcrumbs, and then people will come back to me and they're like, oh my gosh, that thing that you, and they find what they need from it. Because what they need from it might not be the information that I give them, but I could point them in the right direction, right? And then I've done enough as far as the energy exchange. They've asked for something. I've given them a little back. And, you know, but I didn't have to put a ton of my time into it to not receive anything in response. So, and the second card I pulled for you is feeling the world. And so when you start to heal, you start to become more empathic and open, and you start to just pick up more of those vibes. And so, and it's twofold, because when we heal ourselves, we do heal the world. Because when we interact with other people now, we're going to do it from a loving place. We're not going to have the same negative responses that we might have had before, because, you know, because each of our interactions with another person causes a ripple, right? So by healing ourselves, we learn to be kinder to other people, to have more patience. And each time we do that, it's like a little ripple effect out into the world. So just remember that. Everything we do every day, every little bit of healing, not just helps us, it helps everyone on the planet. So
I do believe that.
And we thank you so much for calling and, you know, updating us with how you've done and everything. And we're so proud of you. healing work is tough, and sometimes people don't want to do it. And, you know, when you put in the little extra oomph, I think, to do it, it pays off. And you're reaping those rewards right now. It paid off, right? You feel better. You're not stressed. You have a lot, you know, you feel a lot more clear-headed, I bet. So that's what it's all about. That's, you know, nobody's trying to tell you this stuff because they want to make you feel bad about yourself. It's because we want to make you feel better about we want you to feel better all the time.
Yes, and one more update. Last time I did talk about my breath and my lungs, and you were talking about breath work, and I've been working on that as well, like taking deep breaths and practicing, and I do feel like it's getting better. I don't feel like something wrong with my lungs anymore. It's like it's like the body's like, yay, you're actually listening.
The constriction on your heart chakra, right, the work you did there, so your heart chakra, think about that, it's right over your lungs in the middle of your chest. So if your heart chakra is closed off, that's going to cause breathing problems because you're not expanding your chest, you're not being open. And so you've cleared that chunk out of there. And so now keep doing your exercises, right, and you're just going to get stronger and stronger. Oh, I'm glad to hear that too.
Please know that whatever you guys, you know, got the guidance and insight for me, I check it out and I work. Like, I'm a good student, so.
We love good students.
we
don't give you the answers, do we? We drop you the breadcrumbs and make you do the work.
And that's what a good teacher is. So you are a very good teacher. Like, you know, you, like I already know that, like, no one else can do the work for you. Only you can. So, and I did. And I everything, you know, that you guys say very, you know, very seriously. I don't say, oh, yeah, she's had everything. That's it. No, I actually say, oh, they're trying to tell me, all right, what's my homework? And once I've done the homework, I'll call back.
Perfect. That's what we like. Lenny is, I'm sure, sitting there applauding himself for being such a wonderful teacher as well.
Well, thank you so much, Lenny.
And DC had to get off the call. She was having some problems. So you have just the three of us. So, and you're the end of our show, Jessica. So thank you for calling with that update. I think you were the perfect caller to end with.
And, thank you for checking my call.
You're welcome. And we hope to hear from you again soon, okay?
I will come back and update again. And thank you so much. And have a beautiful evening, good night, and sweet dreams,
good
everyone.
Good night. Oh,
good night.
Have a great night. Oh, all right.
And
I think it's just you and me, Mary.
Yes, and just in closing, whoever was on hold, you know, we'll take you first next week. I jotted down the numbers, so we'll pick you up first.
Excellent. Perfect.
Thank you, and have a great night, everyone.
You
yeah. Well, my life
have
is
a good
laughing.
Night.
My
life is
good night. God bless.
I'm surprised we made it through this evening with the technology. We did good. The angels were
yes.
on our side.
Yes, we did. Like I would. All right. Have a good night. God bless
you too.
Everyone.
We'll talk to everyone next week. Good night.
Yes. Good night.